Talks over a new contract with the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association were set to start in April, but were postponed with the pandemic. The bargaining agreement for those workers expires at the end of June. Blake Biot is a water operator for the borough and PMEA vice president.
Extending our contract will help maintain a good working relationship between the borough management and its employees. And a 2% wage increase will go a long way in showing the borough management's appreciation and support for all of our PMEA employees who are working on the front lines daily, who show up no matter what the current situation is.
PMEA represents workers in most borough departments except for electrical workers or supervisors of borough departments. It includes local police officers, and Chief Jim Kerr also supported the increase. He thinks it will help retain police officers who are trained here.
Petersburg Borough should want to hold on to these employees and reward their employees with longevity pay increases. These pay increases would be offset by not having to invest into new employees' training due to turnover. This budget year alone, the Petersburg Police Department has $27,500 towards training of new employees through the Police Academy and the Corrections Academy.
The borough did not extend the workers' contract during drawn-out negotiations the last time around. Those talks even prompted a labor complaint from employees. But workers told the assembly this year a contract extension and the wage increase would be a show of good faith between labor and management. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci sought to extend the contract until June of 2021 to give more time for talks. However, he cited uncertainty with state finances and the pandemic's impact on the local economy.
I just want to take it really slow. I mean, I have the utmost respect for the PMEA members, but you know, I honestly, it's hard for me to vote, you know, if we end up going on a three-year contract here. It's going to be real difficult for me to support that.
That longer extension failed with only Mucci, Taylor Norheim, and Chelsea Tremblay voting yes. Assemblymember Brandy Marol explained her no vote on the wage hike.
As much as I would like to give everyone a raise, I just think that in this time when, you know, there's businesses that are struggling to keep open, I just have a hard time putting out any more money, especially when payroll is already our biggest expense, and that goes further than just this negotiation that goes into department heads. So I can't support this.
The votes, however, were there to approve the 2% raise, and it passed on a 5-2 vote with Marol and Mayor Mark Jensen voting no. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger explained his support.
Contract negotiations, the longer they go, can get more and more contentious. These employees are our friends and neighbors, and it's better business to get these things done efficiently. And one of the primary talking points that our previous negotiator, John Hogo, has talked about was, you're going to get into this in good faith. That's the only way to bargain is in good faith.
This vote comes on the heels of preliminary findings from a consultant hired by the borough to compare wages and benefits for employees and supervisors. That study found many salaries lag behind those of similar jobs in other communities, especially at the higher end of the wage scale. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht is hopeful that online or teleconference negotiations can start soon on some of the less controversial contract language. Pay and benefit changes, however, will need face-to-face talks when those are allowed under health guidelines. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.